Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I should be in the mental ward.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I was just interacting a little bit on the YouTube chat.
You've been in there a lot lately.
Some guys talking about Kuminga, and I sent half a text, and I accidentally sent it before it was done. But the one thing I was thinking about, and we're talking about Steve Kerr, who was asked about Jonathan Kuminga yesterday and the spacing and all that.
Right.
And this is what Steve Kerr said yesterday after the first preseason game.
There wasn't much spacing, which is the big concern. And but we've got to, you know, continue to give them some looks. I think Al kind of changes the equation here. I'm really intrigued to put Al and JK together, you know, with Draymond or Jimmy. Like, that lineup makes perfect sense. But, you know, it still feels to me like if we're trying to play Jimmy, JK, Draymond, just from the other night, immediately, it was the spacing was not great, and it puts pressure on our offense to really have to execute. And but it's early in camp, too. And so if we can execute the stuff we're trying to operate, then, you know, it can be effective. But it's just not a smooth fit.
Damn, man, that's after one game.
So I was going to say on the chat, I think Steve Kerr sees two issues with Kuminga. And again, I think this is what he sees. I think the first thing he sees is that when he plays Kuminga, Butler, and Green, there is not enough shooting. That's why he doesn't do it. Okay, so how do we fix that? Well, maybe we take one of those guys off the floor. Let's take Draymond Green off the floor. All right, but here's a secondary problem with Kuminga, at least as far as Kerr sees it. If Kuminga plays with Steph and Jimmy Butler, and they're both on the floor, and Kuminga's on the floor, well, then he's on the floor as a third option because he's playing with Steph and with Jimmy Butler, and I think that he wants a more well-rounded player to be the third guy there. In other words, I think he looks at Jonathan Kuminga. What does he do great? Well, he scores. Okay, so let's put it. He's got to try to find a way to put Kuminga on the floor with only one other scorer.
Give me the ball.
Because when he gives him, what do you mean?
No, I'm just saying Kuminga's that type. Watch out, just give me the rock.
And I don't think he can just give him the ball when he's playing with Butler and Steph Curry.
Yeah, and it's easy for a guy like me to say from Union City, Stoney, but I'm just telling you, man, how can Kuminga, because both parties are at fault to me, but how could you not improve that part of your game so the coach can't say anything like that? Like, that's what I would want my name off that ledger of. I can't play goo with Steiny and Evan. You know, how do I fix that, coach? Well, you do this stuff, you do this and that, and it's not like you don't get the ball. The game's not played that way. Know who you're out there with, do what you do, and do it when you're supposed to, but let it flow. And that's the travesty of it all to me if you know, this thing does come to an end.
This is from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. This is from the 510. Just sounds like Kerr really doesn't want Kuminga here. I don't know. I don't know whether he wants him here or not.
I think he's shocked that he's still here.
Here's my question to Warrior fans. It's easy to say, well, Kerr's got to figure it out. Well,
I've been saying.
Give me a solution. Give me a solution to this problem. Here's the only one that I've come up with. One of the ways this could work is you got to bring Kuminga off the bench with Al Horford. They come in like with 6 minutes left in the first quarter, and you take Jimmy Butler off the floor and Draymond Green off the floor, and then you let Horford play with Kuminga, and maybe you give Steph the first 9 or 10 minutes, so they still have his shooting. They got Horford shooting. Kuminga can play without Jimmy Butler, who's a ball stopper. That's the best way you're going to do it. But you're never, I don't think, going to be able to avoid. If you avoid completely playing Kuminga, Green, and Butler together, one of them's not going to get a lot of minutes.
And that's where I was going, and that's what's frustrating. You just had me do the exercise of who's the best five players on the Warriors, in my opinion. And I listed the five. But, Stani, and maybe I'm just naivete to it all or blinded, but I can't remember this scenario playing out with top-tier players throughout the association as I've watched basketball. And maybe you can run down 20 examples of Kuminga or guys like that with the Warriors, the OGs, where they couldn't blend. And I'm just throwing this name out because I'm not comparing Kuminga to this guy and I'm not comparing the others. But San Antonio with Kawhi, that they were able to blend that. And I know those are different players, but when you tell me, Stani, Dre, Jimmy, and Kuminga can't play together, I just want to rip the mic out like, well, damn, whose responsibility is it? And maybe they've tried it ad nauseum to try to do something to bridge that or make someone not a liability when those three are on the court together.
They're actually like victims of Steph Curry's greatness. Because Curry's the one who ushered in the era of shooting.
Stani said victim.
And now you gotta have enough shooting on the floor. And unfortunately, neither Kuminga, Butler, or Draymond spreads the floor. So they gotta figure it out. 510, Stani, another made a way make it work is get rid of Kerr. Okay, but you can't just throw Curry, Butler, Green, Kuminga, and Horford out there. You got to have a well-rounded offense and a well-rounded defense and all that kind of stuff. There's not enough shooting there from three-point range to my way of thinking. Maybe people disagree with me.
Well, it doesn't sound like Kerr disagrees, which it sounds like what you're talking about in regard to the six-minute mark with Horford and Kuminga could be something we see tonight or moving forward when the games count. But it seems like it's just, and again, they got some new bodies, Donnie. All that stuff is like a Rubik's Cube right now, and it shouldn't be that complicated.
Well, when you have limited players, it does get more complicated.
Well, gifted limited players.
Right, but Steve Kerr doesn't think of Jonathan Kuminga as a well-rounded well-rounded player. Let's go out to let's go to City Boy.
Boy's
hanging on there. What's up, City?
Oh, what up, guys? Man, this is so frustrating. I feel like Steve just like threw cold water on the start of the season. You know, the guy's killing me, and he's too honest sometimes. And honestly, there's also another aspect to this that I think doesn't get talked about. I mean, they are so married to Brandon Podziemski that I think they don't want to start. They don't want to move Jimmy to the two because they would have to if they started JK, right? But there's a couple things. One, JK did shoot 40% from three for that, you know, what was it, about a month, right? It was about a month stretch before he got injured. He was shooting the ball. And Matt, you know this as a hooper, right? You have to play to get a rhythm. You know, you can't just get
7 minutes or 12 minutes and go in there and then feel like you're going to have your shot. You know, it's really difficult anyway for guys that are, that can do that. It's really a skill. And JK needs to play, man. The guy needs to play. And the other thing is, let's say that Kurt does want him out of here, right? What is there to be gained with telling everybody all of his flaws and how he doesn't fit? If you want to get him out of here, you talk about how great he is and how hard he's worked and all the positive things you see. Now you're just telling the league, you're just lowering his value. It's like selling your house and everyone that comes in, you tell them all the problems with it. Oh, the foundation is sagging. Oh, you know, yeah, boy, this roof is going to need to be replaced soon. You know, I mean, come on, man. I mean, what's he doing? This is a terrible sell job if they want to get rid of him.
Yeah, that's not a bad point.
And if they want to keep him, they're not building up his confidence, you know? So anyway, that's where I'm at.
Appreciate it, City Boy. Yeah, I mean, there's probably something to that.
Well, I'll say this to City Boy. I wanted to ask him how was the game. He went the Sunday. Stoney to the first preseason game. But the bottom line is I tell City Boy, don't even trip. I know you might not think about it, Stoney. You don't care, and that's fine. But I do. I mean, if you know, you know. And that Minnesota series when they played the Warriors and Jonathan Kuminga was out there without Steph, I mean, that's not going anywhere. That thing ain't got cobwebs on it. And with that, I'm not saying Kuminga's the perfect player and doesn't have flaws. We know that he does. But the bottom line is because of the cap situation, the second aprons and everything that was going on with restricted free agents, I do believe people know this dude or could look down the road in regard to Kuminga and know this dude can play and has got all the talent in the world. So I don't think they're harming that at all. But I do think about pods. I'm interested to see when that day does come that D'Anthony Melton is ready to go, Stoney. I think he's going to eventually supplant pods in the starting lineup.
It's possible.
Yeah, I like him.
But the one thing we found out about Steve Kerr is he likes different lineups more than he likes to just start guys. So, like, he's already on to Horford and Kuminga playing together. That kind of makes sense. I think he looks at Pods as somebody who can play with everybody. That's why he's a connector. I don't think he looks at Kuminga that way. I'm not sure how he looks at Melton. I don't think we had enough of a sample size last year. I do think he likes Melton, though.
And let's be put it right on the table, brought to you by Echo Pest Control, Stoney. This is just me from knowing Hoopers. I think guys like Kuminga dogs or scores, they don't care about connector. Give me the ball and let me put it in the hole.
Yeah, it's not winning basketball.
Yeah.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. One of the things, you know, I thought, because I think about this a lot, like, how can they figure something out here? One of the things I thought was, you know, have Draymond come off the bench.
In a perfect world.
But that
world,
doesn't do anything. I'm sorry, that doesn't help. That doesn't help. Now you put Kuminga with Butler and Curry at the beginning of a game. He's going to get lost as the third scorer.
Why was Jimmy beating that drum in the playoffs? Did he dispelled that myth that him and JK couldn't play together? Remember that? Or maybe he was just prisoner of the moment. But he did say that. But that wasn't with Curry.
He dispelled the myth in Steve Kerr's mind, clearly. And, you know, like that's the I think Steve Kerr does not like playing Kuminga as with Butler and with Curry because he doesn't know how to play with him right.
And you know what? I'm living in the past. I don't care. But we heard this, and I got the same feeling, pit to my stomach. He couldn't play with Wiggins either. So what's the common denominator there? It's JK.
Yeah, and you know, in a different world where the Warriors don't win four titles, the decision might have been easier to go to Jonathan Kuminga 2 or 3 years ago. But they're hell-bent on maintaining their title contender status.
But before you had to call, there's no doubt he will be JK, the first guy off. He would be the first guy off my bench.
Okay, are you coaching?
I doubt you're three. Hell yeah. That's my Marshawn Lynch. Hell yeah.
Let's go to Dorian in San Francisco. Hey, Dorian, how you doing?
How you doing?
Good.
How you doing?
Hey.
I got a question. So are they building a statue for George Seifert? No, they're not. Because he inherited a great team. The Warriors will always be Mark Jackson's team. Steve Kerr has never reinvented the wheel. He never reinvented the wheel. All he did was play the lineup in front of him. So he's not the greatest coach. You guys could lose him, and you guys will be fine.
Thanks, Dorian.
Now, you know there's no bigger in the market or probably in the world Mark Jackson fan than me. But I saw with the end of games with the Splash Brothers, which Mark was correct. This is the best shooting court maybe in history of hoops. Stoney, I saw the offense just dribble, dribble, dribble. It was bad. And Steve Kerr came in, and that was one of the first things he fixed, and they win it the first year out. So I'll say that about that because Mark's my dude. I just didn't want
this
to hear you.
This will never be Mark Jackson's
team. Did he compare...
Yes.
Mark Jackson to Bill Walsh.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
And then strip George Seifert, who was a damn good coach. Don't tell Charles Haley.
I love George Seifert.
Charles Haley didn't, but you're right. George was a bad dude. Stoney won, too.
Exactly. Exactly.
He don't get enough love, though.
We're talking about the Warriors and Jonathan Kuminga. Steve Kerr, you know, intimating after game one that – the spacing isn't good again when Kuminga plays with Butler or Green. My question to Warrior fans is, what's the solution? I mean, for goodness sakes, you know, one of the things we talked about last year was the fit. Everybody wanted, you know, a lot of people wanted Kuminga back. And one of the things that we had to make clear was that, is there room for him? There still doesn't appear to be room for Kuminga. Now, here's where I do think, We got to keep an eye on Kerr and Kuminga because Jonathan's under contract. Like, if ever there's a year where Kerr can be true to himself, if he thinks he hasn't been, it's going to be this year. It's his last year. So I just don't know what the solution is at this point. You're not going to fire Steve. He may not be the coach next year.
Now that's a
year away.
Yeah, but if somehow JK was, if I'm just looking for JK glasses, somehow if he were to survive that and the people in the know, like Lake Up, hey, kind of know what Kerr's going to do. I mean, if you're, wouldn't that change everything from a Kuminga standpoint under maybe I could reach my full potential under a new coach?
Well, here's the
with new principles.
Here's the issue here, and I think some people are not going to like to hear this.
Oh.
You know, there's some people that you continue to talk about Jonathan Kuminga as this either cornerstone or this number one guy after the big three leaves or, you know, after Curry. You're going to need Kuminga.
Right.
All right. If you think about the idea of, oh, we need somebody to build around.
Like, they don't have that right now, but him.
Think about, they can't build around him either. Because look at Curry, Butler, and Draymond.
Yeah.
OG. They all make their teammates better. Kuminga does not make his teammates better. He doesn't. And that's why I think Kerr gets a burr up his saddle when he thinks people are talking about Kuminga like a one, where he's like, Jonathan can only deal with Jonathan on the court. He doesn't make other players better. So how's he ever going to be a one if that's going to be a challenge for him?
Listen, man, I hear you, and I'm not in denial city. I'm just not. Spadoni texted us, Donnie. Even the phone gave up on Dorian's call about this being Mark Jackson. But anyway, the phone did last. We love you, D. The bottom line is, Kerr's doing everything under the sun to get Kuminga to kind of figure that out. But Stoney, you've had 4 years. You're entering year five. I'm just throwing this at you, even through a corporate prism. How can Steph Curry, Draymond, all the guys Kuminga's played with and come in contact with and has their numbers, how can he still not be able to improve on making others better around him? How... So are you looking at me, Stoney, and telling the listeners he'll never figure it out? Because that's what it sounds like.
Figure it out to what degree?
How to make it work to where he can play where he's supposed to be playing with guys, and that can never be said about him.
Well, he's not an all. He's not good enough as an all-around player to be a one.
It's not about one. It's about making others better.
How's he going to do that? He's listening, not a great passer.
To Steph, listening to Dre, watching him while you're on the bench. I guess what I'm saying is he not soaking up all this IQ stuff that's around him since he's been with the Warriors? And I believe, Kerr, if they've called him in and they've talked to him, how can this not have – how there has to have been some improvement is what I'm saying.
Why? Why? He regressed last year. The numbers all dropped last year.
He got hurt, Steiny.
Well, okay.
And I said this to Evan Saturday.
That's an excuse. You're making an excuse for
him. Had he not got hurt, maybe Butler's not even in a Warrior uniform.
Yeah, because you would have been happy with being a 500 team?
Well, we don't know if they were that.
That's what they were with him. That's what they were with him.
Man.
So, again, here we are, day one, and nothing's gone away.
Mm.
Let's go to KC and Marin. Hey, KC, how you doing?
Gentlemen, good morning. Really love your show.
Thank you.
Thanks, this Kuminga thing is interesting. Yeah, this Kuminga thing is interesting to me. It's plainly obvious that Kuminga does not have the basketball skills or fundamentals for playing Steve Kerr's system. And I think that is all that needs to be said. I think Steve Kerr shows that the system is most important by not playing Jason Tatum in the Olympics this past year. And Kuminga has shown the inability to play team basketball. And they signed him to trade him. He's an asset. That's all I got. Love you guys.
Appreciate the call.
And I'll fight City Boy, our guy. I won't fight him, Stoddy. I just think... this is not hurting Jonathan. People know if you think you like or infatuated with Jonathan Kuminga, the player at 22, there's enough film for you to dive into that and just think about what could be. I don't think they're hurting him. The cat, you know, if and I would just put the first clip I would play is what he did against Minnesota without Steph on
Dude,
the floor.
That's not the issue. Everybody knows he can score.
Mm.
I think the whole league knows he can score. Here's the other thing. It's like, oh, Steiny, what kind of role would you like for Kuminga? All right, well, man. I think there's something to a sixth man role. But I was just thinking, who's the best sixth man we've had in the league in the last 15 years?
Lou Williams. Yeah, oh boy.
I don't think Kuminga can be Lou Williams.
All right, he's not there yet.
Because Definitely Lou not. Williams can get a shot
yeah,
off.
No doubt. I got you.
Same with like Vinny. Like, I don't, like, even when I envision Kuminga coming off the bench and being like a spark, how's he getting those points? Like can he really create his own shot? Like that's you know, that's something.
But he would tell you, hell yeah, I can.
Well, and you did last year to 42% or whatever you shot from the field. I'm trying to characterize what I think, and I don't know. But what's going through Steve Kerr's head as it relates to Kuminga and how he's going to use him over the next year or two if he's here?
Yeah, the best ever in the chat. I mean, he ain't the only one, or she. Kuminga wasn't all that in the miniseries, Goo. They lost every game whenever he put up those empty calorie stats. But it's bigger than if they won those playoff games. They were dead on arrival. But the bottom line is he showed he could play. And, Steiny, I'll say this about Jonathan Kuminga. I don't know what system it's going to take, but when I look at him at 22 and you tell me in 3 or 4 years, there's no doubt, listen to me, he could average 20 to 26 points in the NBA, okay? And I think he could get 7 to 8 rebounds. That's going to come. Will it be here right now? It looks like it won't. But how can that not be
I don't think he's ever going
to rebound. Or forget one, a help to a team that maybe has those other guys intact, and you just be a part of it.
Some guys just don't rebound. Like, there are players who just can't rebound. Mm. And I'm starting to think Kuminga's never going to be a great rebounder.
I know it's a preseason game.
He's never going to be a great rebounder.
I felt like that was a point of emphasis. Yeah, it is just one game, but Sunday, Steiny, I thought he was trying to go get the ball.
From Austin and San Jose on the YouTube chat, they're paying Kuminga $24 million a year. I cannot believe this slander, dude. Is your boy Lacob an idiot now? Please explain. Talk to the coach. Talk to the coach, Austin. Like, not me. I'm just trying to figure out why he's not playing more. And you know what? God love him. He's making $24 million. Yeah. That's a number that was concocted because it's probably going to be easy to trade if we really break it down. So I'm all for trying to hear solutions. I've thrown a couple of them out there. I'd probably bring Kuminga off the bench with Horford. I don't really see starting Kuminga over Draymond as being something that's going to move the needle. I can't play Kuminga when both Steph and Butler are on the floor because I think he gets too limited there. Those are just some of my ideas. 888-957-9570. I'll tell you all about the Warriors preseason game on the other side. What's coming up next on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. So
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm asking the great Rich Mitchin. That ain't cool!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, the Warriors continue the preseason tonight, 7 o'clock, and you can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game. First 10,000 fans at Chase receive a commemorative Steph Curry All-Star MVP bobblehead.
Yep.
Don't miss out on the moment to kick off the season on Warriors ground. And if you want tickets, go to warriors.com right now. And don't forget, Warriors holding their annual open practice at 5:30 tomorrow. Fans can get a rare look behind the scenes at a practice. Tickets just $5, and all proceeds go to the Golden State Community Foundation. And for those tickets, just go to warriors.com/open practice.
Have you been to one of those, the Warrior version, in your career? You almost going Kevin Durant, you know who I am, so that's a no?
That's a yes.
Okay.
Multiple times.
You had a good time?
Sure.
Ooh.
Listen.
It's just a...
But the players let them... They let it hang, you know? You get to see that.
I've heard a lot of rookies sing bad songs.
And that's it. I love that stuff. That's what brings you together. Yeah. Just like you, Evan, and I. The amount of people that are coming for me because I said Evan's going on a date, I got clearance for that. That's my bro. That's all. It's all good. People relax. He would have checked me if he didn't want that out there, but that's why you've been throwing me under the bus when we've been coming back from the great Mitch Richmond. I know what you're doing.
Yeah, we kind of serve back and forth, but no, it's okay, dude. Yeah. I'm sure she's not listening.
All right, I won't say her name. I was about to. Hey, my brother got at me last night. Rodney called me about 9:32 evening. He said, "Hey, man, I didn't appreciate what you did to Steiny Yuan on apology." I said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "On the Warrior bet." But I said, "Evan, save me." Oh my gosh. So this is what I want to do. Vegas has it at 47.5. I said 52. We need a bet for this show. We do it every year, 8 years going. Let's set the number at 50.
No.
That is
just... Dude, good.
You tried to sucker me, man, and Evan got in the way and helped me, but that bothers you. Why couldn't 50 be it, and you're still winning, really? I just, dude, he wanted to sucker Goo.
You think they're going to win 50 games, Tiny?
No.
I do.
But I'm not totally sure. 52, I'm sure. We can't get to.
You sure?
No.
I think before game one, maybe we can't agree on the 52, man. They're going to be good, man. That we know.
No, we don't. We don't know they're going to be good.
27-8 last year with Jimmy.
Harry says they're going to be a 9 or 10.
So to hell with Harry. Thank you, Harry.
He's worried about injury.
A 9 or 10 seed?
Yes.
Oh, he's worried about injury. So he's assuming injury.
Yes.
That's the only way we're getting.
Are you
the 9
assuming
or 10.
Not? What's safer to do? Assume injury or assume not injury?
Well, if you're a Niner fan, what would you do?
Well, you don't have to assume. It's real.
Let's hope they don't have that luck. I'm waiting on the injury report for the Niners, damn it. Before we get back to it, last thing. Did you see Aaron Judge's homer last night?
Yeah.
It was incredible.
On a highlight.
I got thoughts of Yaz with Boston. Waving it back in the day.
What inning did he hit that homer in?
The fourth.
They were down 100 runs.
Now, I will say,
talk to me.
That home run was far more impressive than what Kyle Yastrzemski did.
I'll let you
Well, that's because Kyle Yastrzemski didn't hit that homer.
Fisk.
Carlton Fisk.
No,
it's also more impressive than that one, too.
What homer by Yaz were you thinking of?
No, that was me. Yeah, that was Carlton. Thanks, man.
Okay.
Yeah, let me know when Fisk is able to hit 100 miles an hour off his belt.
Judge crushed that, man.
Yeah, he did. Oh, we got our guy Duck Sauce wants to jump in here.
Oh, man.
What's up, Duck? Wants to talk about Kerr and Jonathan Kuminga. Hey, Duck Sauce, how you doing, man?
Hey, my guys, Steiny, Goo, and Ev.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a couple takes, man. I agree with Steiny. My biggest takeaway was the tone in Kerr's voice. I thought I hate to say it because the season hasn't even started, but he sounded checked out on the whole situation, really. But you know what frustrates me? I'm not really here to refute anything that about Kuminga's faults, but like you look at the preseason game. Yeah, it's a preseason game. They basically started Moody at the four, and I was happy to see that he was shooting with confidence. But look at his stat line, 0 rebounds. Now, if that was Kuminga, I guarantee the next day everyone would have been ripping him. Oh, all he can do is score, but did he have any rebounds? That's exactly what everyone would be saying. So I just don't get the double standard with Kuminga and the other young guys. Like, everyone wants to act like Pajinski's the best thing since sliced bread. Tell me who's a worse on-ball defender on the team than Pajinski. Who? Even Buddy showed he could guard a little bit in the Houston series. I mean, Pajinski, yeah, he'll get you a charge. He can't stay in front of nobody. I mean, where is that pointed out at?
Well,
so my whole thing is like, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I'm interrupting like I always do. Finish, man. You're on fire.
No, I'm just saying like, The whole thing, if we all agree that all Kuminga can do is score, well, let me tell you something. When Steph's out the game and Jimmy wants to be this role of being a facilitator, which I'm fine with because he can facilitate, if Steph's out the game, let me tell you something. We can't score. So at the very least, like you were kind of alluding to, Steiny, let's find a six-man role for him to at least get his value up because we can't – I mean, if you got you got a hard time, you know, having me get excited about Moody and Pajemski, if they're in your starting lineup, we got problems, man, with the type of talent coming into this league right now at the perimeter position all across all these teams.
Yeah, what about so Melton? No, Melton got me excited about Pods. I think that's going to be Pods moving forward.
100%. If he's healthy, I'm starting Melton over Pods or Hield at the two all day. That's a no-brainer to me. And then just the last thing, man. You know, like City Boy was saying, like, you're gonna put all his faults on Front Street. What are we doing, man? Like, if you really want to get some value for him, let's big up him here and try to make him more than what you think he is. If you don't think he's gonna work out, and what hurts me the most is the last thing I'll say. It's not about just Kuminga not working out. It's about another first round draft pick not working out that's gonna be out of here soon. The one thing about the dynasty team that I loved is we built that team. We drafted, you know, Draymond, Steph, Clay, Looney. Like even Harrison Barnes. Like, hell, I love KD, but I was at the beginning, I was a little conflicted because we drafted Barnes.
I'm with you.
You know, I got over it because KD's that good. But I mean, we're going in a different direction now, man, and that's what I find depression. Thanks for the time,
good
guys.
Stuff, Duck Sauce. Appreciate the call.
Man, he was letting it all out, and Stoney, go ahead, man. I mean, there's nothing like homegrown, you know? And you're telling me the seventh pick in the draft, which was Jonathan Kuminga, could be on the cusp of being up out of here, and that wouldn't shock anybody at this point. But I just want to tell Duck Sauce, City Boy, and anybody else, Stoney, I'm standing on this, 10 toes down. If you like Kuminga, there's enough for you to like on tape already. So whatever happens, I honestly believe to December or January, you can go through the archives and find and know what Jonathan Kuminga is. So there is no, and I'm not saying you guys are saying it's smear campaign. It is what it is. It's enough factoids on Kuminga in this league, the good version of him, to where people would get excited for him. But man, Stoney, the future is bleak in regard to if I do you, hey, Goo, what we got? And I like Pods, I like Moody, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about top tier. He's not. JK? No. But with a little seasoning, hot sauce, little cayenne pepper.
To me, the future, it's bleak. Not because of Pajemski, Moody, and Kuminga. It's bleak because Draymond, Butler, and Steph are gone. Those are three Hall of Fame type players. Like, that to me is why it's bleak. Not necessarily because their young players stink. It's their young players aren't champions.
But you guys. Okay, I got to go here. When you know, Stoney, part of the story is you missed the number two pick years ago in Wiseman. Poole got hit in the face. He's gone. So all the investment and investing that you did in watching him improve. Then you get Moody, which wasn't chopped liver. You get Kuminga. So I'm looking at this, if Kuminga's out of here, you got to look back, and you're right. You got the stewards of the game, but you've kind of struck out with Adden.
Well, I mean, if you tell me that in 4 years this team would have been Poole, Kuminga, Pods, Moody, Post, Trace Jackson Davis – you better get a star in here.
Now, I wanted you to throw Wiseman in there.
You better get a star in there. Let's go to coaches in Vallejo.
Our man.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
Doing well.
You know I had to add in on this.
I was waiting on you. Topic. Yeah.
you know who else? Not great rebounders. Draymond and Butler. Mm. Neither one of those guys are great rebounders. Per minute, I guarantee you, Kuminga is there with them rebound per minutes played. Okay? Now, Kuminga came in the first preseason game. He did everything the coach wanted him to do. He passed the ball. He gave great assists when Draymond blew a little easy layup on a beautiful pass from Kuminga. He rebounded. He blocked the shot. I mean, he set picks. He did everything the coach wanted him to do, and the coach still criticized him. You know why? Because Kerr doesn't want to be proven wrong. He does not want Kuminga to be great because it would prove him wrong. Nobody likes to be proven wrong. Kerr would rather trade Kuminga or sit him on the bench than be proven wrong. Kerr's not infallible. He's like the rest of us. No one likes to be told that they were wrong about a player. And I think, Goo, I'm with you, and please keep pushing Kuminga because he is a great young player. He's smart. He's intelligent. I don't, this IQ crap that people like to blame, they point out every little error Kuminga makes. You know what? He makes no more errors than any other player on the team. Who throws the ball away? Draymond and Steph. More than anyone on the team, they don't get criticized. Pods, goes to the middle, spins around like a top, throws the ball away because he can't finish. And Steiny, where you're wrong at, Kuminga is a great player getting his own shot off, and you need that. He idolizes Kobe. He follows what Kobe does, and that's Kuminga's strong suit. Steiny is one-on-one getting the shot off in any situation, and I think I just hope the young man, I hope the best for the young man, whether it's here or somewhere else.
Right on, Coach. And he brought up something. Go ahead.
Jonathan Kuminga is a very smart person. He's not the smartest basketball player. I mean, can we
– like, could you break that
he
down?
He didn't have any like, – he picked up the game late. His foundation has come to him late. So he's got more to learn in a shorter period of time. I'm not saying he can't do it. But if you ask Steve Kerr, is Jonathan Kuminga a smart player? I mean, he'd hem and he'd haw, but he probably, like, I don't.
Let's be real. He'd say, for this system, he'd say no, Stoney.
Exactly.
And I got to say this to Coach, and we love you, baby. It's hoop season. Stoney, I know we're going to look at this contract as an asset for the team. But Jonathan Kuminga, what we do know is he's an unfinished product. And he's getting $24, $25 million as an unfinished product at the age of 22. I guess that just speaks to what he could potentially be. And my only question is, how under the tutelage and showing up and taking showers with icons, heavyweights that are going to be in the Hall of Fame, even Durant, how could he not, Jonathan, that is, have picked up, how can I be better without the rock in my hands? Like, those are questions, if we went to the old ship with Kuminga, I would ask him. And I wouldn't be doing too much. I would just be like, okay, these are the areas you need improvement, but how have you not picked it up just organically? Just being around, listening. So... And then I put blame on everybody else, even the players too, Stoney, not to prop them up and get them up there. So here we are, year five, and I think he could play, Stoney. I really do. I mean, you look at the physical stuff, the DNA stuff, he's got some gifts from the basketball gods, man.
And
we're almost done.
Maybe Steve Kerr thinks he's letting those gifts die on the vine. You know, you were asking before about, like, make it work. I mean, there are examples in the NBA of, you know, guys who didn't work out. They got rid of one of them and it worked out. I mean, I'm thinking of, like, you know,
OKC.
What do you mean?
Well, it was Baby Harden, him, Russin.
Yeah, I'm talking more about, like, you know, the Philadelphia 76ers had Julius Erving and George McGinnis.
Oh, right.
They couldn't play together. Mm. Neither, they all wanted the ball. They could not play together. Look at Adrian Dantley on the Bad Boys. They got rid of Dantley. They brought Aguirre in. They won it. It's like, you can, like, that's why fit is more important than talent. Mm. Like, it just is. Let's go to, who's been waiting?
And
Pete in San Ramon. Hey, Pete. How you doing?
Doing great, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, I bought a ticket to the open practice year or so ago.
Yeah.
I had an okay time. I would say the tickets are properly priced.
There you go, Petey. Boy.
All right.
Petey will let you know how he feels, buddy.
And thanks for your support, Guru. But I got to come down on you for the second day in a row.
Uh-oh.
The JK thing.
Give it to me.
You keep admitting that he's not a finished product, that he's got a room to grow. I just think he's going to end up doing that on some other team. Maybe next year, who knows when.
Yeah, it looks that way, Petey.
I'm doing it here.
Yeah, it looks that way. But, Petey, I'll say this to you before you go. What's frustrating is an older team like the Warriors are need what he is. And that's the shame in it all, if it does end, that they couldn't find a balance or a middle point. They need to get younger, and he represents that. He's flawed. But, man, Petey, how can you not figure it out in 4 years, man?
Well, that's my point. They don't need what he is. They need what he might be in a couple of years. Mm. I would like to see them find the next Draymond. Somebody that in 3 or 4 years is going to replace what Draymond does.
Mm, wow. Well, Pete, appreciate the call, Pete. Yeah, they're going to need somebody to find somebody who'll punch the next guard.
Hey, well, I'm gonna give you a one. I'm going to throw a curveball at you and Evan, and I mean this in the listener, Stoney, and this has been going on about the last year and a half. I love Draymond on the defensive side of the ball. I told you that we talked about his DPOY Saturday, how he lost it last year, Stoney. But, dude, he's smoking layups left and right. His ability to finish is rapidly going the other way. I'm talking about Draymond Green. I'm talking about bunnies.
It's because he's getting old and he's losing his athleticism.
I'm like, damn.
He never was a great finisher.
Yeah, but Stoney, I'm like, come on, Dre.
Dude, he's 35.
I had to get that off of. I mean, another night, a lefty just like, damn, tell get you what, it all.
I tell you what we need to get used to. You know, the more of those type of misses for Draymond. Let me tell you what I'm already sick of this preseason. Jimmy Butler jumping up in the middle of the lane. I'm sick of it already.
Hey, did you know it? Why does it seem like he's doing that more here than he did in Miami? I don't remember it in Miami as much. But he is doing it, Stoney, and they can't stop it.
They can't stop what?
Him getting the foul call. Like the defenders that he's – like they ain't figured it out yet, man.
No.
He's a maestro at it, boy. Jimmy. Yeah,
I think –
But Dre, man, we got to finish those bunnies.
Yeah.
It's year 14.
I mean, all right. If that's what guess. It is, then, hey, if that's
Has
what
Has he been to the lab shooting threes?
Man, I don't know, but he improved threes last year. I'll say that.
Shot better from three than Kuminga did.
Draymond?
Like that, wow.
Yep.
That right. That look, Evan, whoa. Whoa. Like that right there.
You know what?
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
I agree with you.
Dre.
What were their respective percentages? Look
at Evan, that's a nugget. Whoa.
Kuminga was at 30.
Oh.
And Draymond was at 33, I think.
Oh, my God.
Or 32.
And Butler's right there, 32-ish. That, ladies and gentlemen, is why they can't play together.
But Butler's 30, only 32 a
33.
Game. Man, that is not good.
Kuminga's career is higher than Draymond's, but last year wasn't very good for him.
It was just a bad year for him. He missed what, Evan, 37 games or so? Kuminga came back, Stoney. Nothing was the same. The team was different. But it is what it is. 30. That's Steph Curry's number. I'll tell you what. Hello. Thanks, Goo. I am excited about our guest we had on the crossover yesterday, Seth. So he's going to improve that, the shooting, too.
How's he going to play? It's going to be tough for him to get minutes. Coach loves pods. And you know who else?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or dsw.com.
He loves some DSW.
When you say he loves, you're not insinuating what a lot of people think, and I defend Pods. He's bringing the coach an apple. No, that apple is me busting my ass, taking charges, getting rebounds, but I am starting to see Pods go to the rack, just leave his feet, and then pass out to the other. That was happening in the playoffs. I'm just saying. I appreciate what Pods is doing, but what do you mean he loves Pods?
Okay. This is
people in the back. This guy is a ball player.
You don't. That doesn't sound like he loves Pods.
No, I get.
So do it again.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. This guy is a ball player.
So let me who do you think Steve Kerr likes more as a player, Pods or Kuminga?
Not even close.
Okay, then there's the. You know, coaches like certain players more than others. It's obvious he's not crazy about Kuminga, and he loves Pods.
But what if I double backed and ask you, Coach, who's the best player? Who's the better player? And
this would say Pods.
No, who's the better, most gifted player? It's not even close.
Most gifted doesn't do anything. Gifted is what does gifted mean? Pods, he thinks Pods is better than Kuminga.
That I got. But what I'm saying to you, Stani, is...
What does Kuminga do better than Pods?
Score. Okay. Attack the rim. Well, give defenders headaches.
He doesn't get... See, stop that.
Soar through the sky.
Stop. Like, seriously, stop with the...
hey, I'm reaching, man. But, man,
like,
Stani,
I like Kuminga, but...
it's just... You feel like it's not going to happen for him here. That's just...
I'm always fascinated where I'll say, you know, let's face it. Kerr likes Pods more than he likes Kuminga. And you'll go, whoa.
I get.
Okay, Kerr values the strengths that Pajemski has.
And he
holds against Kuminga the weaknesses that he has. It's what coaches do. You think I thought Joe Straining should have been playing in front of me when I was a sophomore? No, I was better than him. Robinson thought Straining was better than me.
Or were you Kuminga? You thought you were better than him, and the coach didn't think so.
I played.
I didn't ask that. I'm just saying maybe the coach had
exactly,
a different version.
Exactly. That's my point. He thought Straining was better. That's the age-old issue in sports. Kuminga has not yet earned the trust of Kerr.
Ernie Chavez says, Guru acting like Kaminga's an elite player. I'm not.
Yeah.
That hurts.
Thanks, Ernie.
Well, you didn't say it to coach. Okay, we got to go.
Yes, we do. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. I see calls. We'll get to you on the other side.
We need Thundercats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
Browns
why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.